This is MNN Sports. I'm Mike Grimm. The Wild are now looking for a third straight win when they visit Carolina tonight at 6 o'clock. Head coach John Hines' team beat Nashville 3-2 in overtime on Tuesday in that wacky finish in St. Paul. He says they've been pretty good against the power play.
A lot of times it starts with a faceoff. If you can win a faceoff and clear it, now you've 8, 10 to 12 seconds off the power play because they got to go down and break it out. Now you've established your opportunity to get in your penalty kill forecheck posture, which should be a strong defensive structure even though you're a man down, and you try to prevent easy entries.
Hines says his team is pretty self-aware during the penalty kill.
Now it's a time where we have to be disciplined with our stick detail, our positioning for the potential plays that they may run. Lots of times in those situations, because of the talent level out there, there's probably going to be one or two scoring chances on a power play that are high level where you need to save, and then off of those rebound situations, now you want to get into pressure again and attack them.
On to basketball. The Wolves got whipped in the second half last night in New York. The Knicks beat them 137-114. After leading by 4 points at halftime, it was not good after that for Minnesota. Head coach Chris Finch.
I mean, our turnovers come from the same thing, man, when we play in a crowd, you know. So first half was a clinic on getting off the ball early, and we got a lot of great looks as a result of it. Second half, I thought, we didn't do that quite as well.
The Utah Jazz visit Minneapolis tomorrow. The Vikings are practicing this afternoon at TCO Performance Center in Eagan. They're hoping to build on last Sunday's road win at Detroit. Quarterback J.J. McCarthy had some clutch plays in that game, and head coach Kevin O'Connell says,
it's about doing things that he's comfortable doing right now. You know, pre-snap, post-snap, what we're asking him to do in the pass game, you know, where are the areas that we're continually working fundamentally, and where are the areas where throughout the game, the ebbs and flows of games, where we see some of the inconsistencies that come with a young player who, you know, just made his third start.
This is MNN Sports.